Good morning. This is your morning buzzcast for Thursday, November 19th. I'm Abe Matcor, 1 week out from a Thanksgiving that will be unlike any other that we can remember. Hope everybody is doing well on this Thursday. Very busy sports business Thursday. Let's begin with news around the CFP meeting yesterday. We hinted at it on yesterday's buzzcast. College Football Playoff Committee met. No major changes. They say the show will go on as planned. One little nugget that did come out of the management committee meetings is that if a semifinalist is unable to play because of a COVID-19 disruption after the selection day on December 20th, the selection committee would not choose a replacement team. Bill Hancock, the CFP executive director, did not elaborate on what they would do and what would happen next, but that was a very interesting piece of news to come out of that. But Hancock said everything remains on schedule as of now for the playoffs starting on January 1st. Also, as we talked about, championship organizations laying off staff, which is a terribly unfortunate result of the COVID pandemic. We had the Tampa Bay Lightning making organizational changes earlier this week. Yesterday, the Los Angeles Dodgers, less than a month after winning their first World Series in 32 years, issued layoffs across the organization. The job cuts are believed to be at least 40 to 50 people from every department. Remember, earlier this month, Dodger president Stan Kasten estimated losses for the organization at more than $100 million. Let's go now to the NBA draft. I didn't watch a lot. I don't know if you did. What I watched, I thought was very well executed. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said it well. He said, quote, "This draft is anything but ordinary," end quote. As we look at an agent breakdown by our own Olivia Green and Liz Mullen, the first round of the virtual draft saw Excel Sports Management and CAA Sports tie for the most picks with 5. So both of those agencies represent 5 first-round picks. Excel had 2 in the top 10. CAA grabbed 1 in the top 10 with Obi Toppin going to the Knicks. Remember, there is a connection between CAA Sports and the Knicks. Leon Rose, who is now president of the Knicks, was at CAA for many, many years. Other highlights from the first round, Clutch Sports Group represents the number 1 overall pick, Anthony Edwards, that went to the T-Wolves. Roc Nation had 4 picks in the first round, including number 3 overall pick, LaMelo Ball, who comes right here to my home city of Charlotte, North Carolina, to play for the Hornets. Also, Wasserman will represent 3 picks in the first round. So again, Excel Sports Management and CAA Sports tied for the most picks, representing 5 first-round picks. Last year, CAA Sports and Wasserman had the most picks in the first round by representing 4 players. But all in all, the NBA should feel very happy about conducting a successful virtual draft. Let's shift to the media world and a deal that's been rumored about for a little bit. Sinclair Broadcast Group yesterday signed a deal to rename the 21 regional sports networks that they acquired from Fox under the Bally Casino brand. The 21 sports networks will now be called Bally Sports. This also includes promotion and branding around the Sinclair Broadcast TV stations, the Tennis Channel, and its sports streaming service, of course, called Stadium. In return, Sinclair receives a naming rights fee, they get shares in Bally's, and an agreement by the company to spend a percentage of its interactive budget on Sinclair outlets. We could have a story every morning on the Buzzcast about a new connection or a new deal between a sports property and a gambling service. This Bally Casino brand with Sinclair Broadcast Group is a big one. Let's shift to the soccer world. I've talked a lot on the Buzzcast about Angel City, the NWSL franchise that will start in Los Angeles in 2022. Well, why are they interesting to watch? I've said it. Their ownership group is incredibly diverse and incredibly successful, and I think will bring a ton of new ideas to the sports business. They will announce 2 big deals today. Heineken USA has signed on as Angel City's first corporate sponsor. It's a 4-year founding partner deal. This club will not begin play until 2022, but our Terry Lefton is reporting that activation will start immediately on social and digital outlets. Now remember, under Angel City's unique sponsorship agreements, 10% of every deal they sign is tied to a cause. So Heineken is dedicating 10% of its deal to LGBTQ causes, which are to be determined. Heineken is very invested in soccer. They are one of MLS's largest sponsors and now do a deal with the NWSL Angel City. In addition, Angel City will announce a deal today to play at Banc of California Stadium and share that facility with LAFC. Angel City also talked to the Galaxy about playing out in Carson, but they will play at Banc of California Stadium, a great downtown venue in Los Angeles. The club still will plan to build out a training complex, and that will be their next move or decision. Staying in California, we talked about the Golden State Warriors' very ambitious and progressive idea to spend about $30 million to do coronavirus testing for all spectators ahead of games. It's been one of the stories my sources are talking about most predominantly over the last week. Well, news today out of the San Francisco Chronicle is that the city's Department of Public Health right now is rejecting the Warriors' plan, which would bring back more than 9,000 spectators to games at the Chase Center during the upcoming season. They did promise to work with the team to try to stagger the number of fans in the building. They raised the possibility of allowing 25% capacity, which would be 4,500 fans at Chase Center, if San Francisco reaches certain levels of acceptability of the coronavirus case rates. But remember, the Warriors were going to spend $30 million to test people before games. It would have been the first of its kind, and it really could have marked a new era or a new move by sports teams and a new investment by sports teams to allow fans to return. Interesting news in baseball, where Padres chairman Ron Fowler is stepping down from his position. He'll be replaced by general partner Peter Seidler. Seidler becomes the Padres' largest single equity holder of the organization. Now, why is this important? Well, Fowler and Seidler have done a lot to change the brand of the Padres. They have spent on payroll. They have really tried to bring the team much more sophisticated on the business side. They've made a lot of investments in the team. The team's brand is much stronger. Ron Fowler, very well regarded in Major League Baseball ownership circles, but so is Peter Seidler. Seidler is the grandson of Walter O'Malley, of course, and together they have really worked well. I know that they won't miss a beat here. Peter Seidler is also one of the most respected leaders in baseball and also one of the nicest people in all of sports business. Fowler will continue to stay involved. He'll stay in baseball's labor negotiations and maintain his place on various league committees. And that's a good thing because, like I said, Ron Fowler, really well regarded in baseball circles, but a change there in San Diego. Keep your eye on the NHL, because the NHL has asked its players to accept a couple of amendments to the recently agreed upon collective bargaining agreement. Remember, the two sides signed a deal in July to help the league return to play during the COVID pandemic. Now the league has gone to the players and asked for a couple of other things. They want deferrals on salaries to be increased. They also want to change, reportedly, the escrow caps in the final 3 years of its CBA. So these are going to be tough negotiations. The players have learned of these requests by the NHL recently. They are reportedly not very pleased with this request. They don't really want to reopen the CBA. They don't want to make changes. But the players were told that the league is seeking $300 million in savings after losing an estimated $600 million in the shortened season in 2019-2020, the season that was just completed in the bubble. So that $300 million figure is attributable to reports out of Toronto. So the league coming to players saying, we need some help, we need some savings, we need you to defer your salaries even more. Players right now not going for it. This is a negotiation you definitely want to watch. A hat tip to Andrew Marchand of the New York Post, who had details on Jim Nance's contract negotiations with CBS. Nance is reportedly seeking a new deal worth around $18 million a year, which would be a significant bump from his current salary of $6.5 million a year. And of course, Jim Nance is the face and the voice of CBS Sports. Keep your eye on those negotiations. MLB has informed its workers at its Manhattan headquarters that its offices will now be closed until at least February because of the pandemic numbers rising throughout the country and especially in New York City. It's unfortunate because MLB staffers had been operating on a staggered schedule at baseball's headquarters in Manhattan since around Labor Day. But right now, baseball informing its workers, offices are now reverting to being closed. And finally, big news out of the UK government today. And just think about this. The UK government will announce a $400 million rescue package for sports today, with the rugby union set to be the main beneficiary. I can't imagine that happening, of course, in the United States because of a different business model. The emergency funding package will not include the EPL, and English Football League soccer or cricket, but will target 11 other sports which have been impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. Horse racing, rugby, basketball, and the Women's Super League soccer could all be beneficiaries of the government loan, and the package will be a mix of grants and loans to these sports organizations. We'll continue to keep you updated on that story in our SBD Global, but a very interesting move by the UK government. So a very, very busy Thursday. It's November 19th. That is your Morning Buzzcast. I'm Abe Matcore. Have a great day. Stay healthy. Stay safe. Be good to each other. I will talk to you tomorrow.